Welcome back to Horror and Healed. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jen.
And today we're talking about The Shallows, starring Blake Lively and the cutest pigeon you will ever meet in your... Seagull. Yeah. Will ever meet in your entire life. And that's pretty much the whole cast. Oh, and a shark. There's some...
A bastard shark.
...at best characters, but... Your characters are Blake Lively, a shark, and a seagull. And I'd like to say it's one of the best ensemble casts we've seen all year. We've seen some.
I love it.
And these three are making it work. So.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen this movie, stop listening. Go watch it, because I feel of newer shark movies, it has some of the best pacing that I've ever seen.
Especially for just being about her, like you're engaged the whole time. I was like stressed out, like my mouth was gaping open like most of the time. I was like, oh my God, how are we going to get out of this situation? And it's believable. It wasn't like, oh, she did something stupid. It was very believable.
Yeah.
Other than the shark being a dick.
Yeah. I mean, that shark was something.
This is a bastard shark right here.
It really is. He seemed to have it out for her in some way that was unnatural. Yeah,
he is angry at human beings.
And I would just point out that unlike the reef guys, she had herself a tide clock.
I was like, Alicia's going to talk about that. She had a tide clock.
So for anybody who didn't believe me last week, the tide clocks exist. Now you've seen one in the
person. And even in watch form, she had it right there on her wrist.
It was Friday. So what I love about this movie is you start off with a good punch. We, the viewer, are privy to information that comes later.
Yeah.
Right out the gate, you get a good jump scare. You feel for that little kid watching the video.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, because at that point, you don't see anybody on the beach. You don't know. There's nobody there. You're like, well, where is this kid running to? These two fools obviously got eaten.
they're not helpable.
Right. Because you don't see the rest of the video. I think that was a very good effect.
So well done. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that they're cutting you off.
You don't know.
For the video. This beach is beautiful. Like the water,
Yes. Definitely somewhere I would absolutely swim. But once again, I am very, well, here's the two things she did wrong. And I immediately, and even TJ said it, he goes, you don't swim alone. Cause that's the rule we've always given him. You never swim alone. So even
if
your old said it, he goes, she's alone. I was like, yeah. I go, do you do that? He goes, no, you don't swim alone. Exactly. You don't.
Yeah.
And alone. And those two fools in the water, you don't know them from Adam. So you are alone. Other people on the beach that you don't know does not equal you not being alone.
And again, in a foreign country.
In a foreign country where you barely speak the language. You were butchering Spanish like nobody's business, Blake.
And you saw how far they had to drive. Mm-hmm. She didn't even get there by herself. Like, I don't know why these people are into this kind of isolation.
Also, that man very nicely, and he was clearly a very nice man who was out to do no harm to anybody, offered to come pick you up. And say yes. She's like, I'm going to Uber. Why would you? But here's my thing. You're on this beach. You're not exactly sure how your cell phone's going to work.
Right.
Why don't you take this lovely local who knows where you are. Uber's going to find you?
No, and I took that as she was being, she was joking, because she kept trying to make jokes and it wasn't landing. I don't know what her actual plan is. I think she was, just being, she said that. But she, it's funny because I'm not a big fan of Blake Lively, but when she's in movies, like, somehow she's still, she's likable to me. I think she played this role very well.
Yes. You know what it
She wasn't entitled.
Well, I think that's the problem, is a lot of the roles she takes, they see her as Serena Vanderwoods, and so she keeps on getting cast in very similar rich white girl roles that are a little off-putting. like in one simple favor and stuff, you know. This was very different. She was obviously hardworking. She was a med student.
Yeah.
She apparently had a friend with her, and this is also what confused me. Your friend didn't know where you were headed, like, because here's my thing, Jen. You and I are out, and you leave without me. I'm finding out exactly where you are.
Yeah.
And if you're not home by, like, say, 7, and right. I heard from you all day, and I know you were going surfing, I'm going to the coast
yeah.
guard or whatever guard there is in whatever country I'm in, and I'm uh-huh. saying, my friend is in danger in your waters. I am positive. Let's ping her cell phone.
I would have dropped a pin immediately, especially dropped not knowing the name of the beach. I would have dropped a pin
immediately. Yes. Also, I don't care how hungover I am. You're not going to that beach by yourself. And I'm letting the hotel. We're at a high-end hotel. I can't imagine they're not. You let right. the concierge know where you're going. There are ways yeah. to stay safe on vacation. And in no movie we have ever watched has anybody...
They don't follow any safety protocols whatsoever. I do wonder how she even got a ride to the beach when she doesn't know the name of the beach. I was like, well, how do you ask someone to give you a ride to somewhere that you don't know what the name of it is?
I mean, did she show him? Perhaps she showed him the pictures. But no, because she didn't show him those until they were in... The car.
Yeah, the car.
Listen, that's just going to have to be a mystery.
Yeah, that's the one plot hole that I was like, that's the only plot hole that bothered me. But other than that, and I liked how they set up how they do the texting and everything on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and her phone call.
Well, even your 13-year-old sister told you this is how you end up on Dateline.
She did. She did. She said it.
She warned you.
The surfing scenes are also really cool.
Yes.
I really love her part and the guys surfing with her. Although every time I'm like, oh man, I want to try surfing. And then this movie should also be called 102 Reasons Why Jen Will Never Surf.
Oh, Alicia as well. the second she and I have to tell you that I once, getting out of the ocean here on Long Island, got sucked by a wave and got tossed over the tiny pebbles. The tiny pebbles are rocks. Nothing crazy like she did. And I was done for the rest of the day. I was cut. I was bleeding. It wasn't good. That coral, I'm sorry, she should have been way more fucked the way she fell.
Yeah.
She should have been way more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the way the scene, like how she tumbles underwater, I was like, oh my, see, I was like that. And that's why I can't surf because that kind of craziness and injuries, no thank you, I'm good.
And she even says, she's like, I almost got caught coming, and I saw that when she went under that one, I was like, I don't think she's gonna make that
as a surfer.
You didn't get under that break quick enough, and somehow she made it. But that and she even says it, like, and I don't know if they had her add in the line later after the shots were made and they're like, oh, like a surfer will pick up on that she shouldn't have made it, and so they made a line, because that it all looked treacherous to me.
It all looked dangerous and like shit I didn't want to go through.
And to be fair, just as you know, we're counting the shark attacks here on Long Island because people keep going into the water. 2 surfers in the past week have decided to go into the water, and they have both gotten bit. Not completely consumed. They're both alive, but they have both gotten bit. So I don't understand. Like, she didn't know there were sharks here on Long Island. We're aware.
Right.
And people keep going in. I'm very confused.
That's
we don't even have
the
mayor telling you to go in. Our mayor's actually telling you not to, please.
We don't have a festival going on.
No, there's no festival. We're fine. Stay out of the water. So she's in the water, and apparently those guys, guys didn't know there were sharks either, because they never warned her of sharks. They only warned her of that coral and something else, but mainly that fire.
Well, even later when she's trying to warn them, they're like, there's no sharks. So it's not even a concept there. I like the first scare with the dolphin where you think you see the thing in their point of view and you think it's the shark and it's the dolphin jumping over her.
Yep.
I love the cut. Like, this is it's bright. I like the brightness of it, the clarity. It's just, it's so well shot.
Yep.
The whale carcass. Okay, yeah. So she's surfing with these guys. They leave. She's still out there.
So, when locals tell you you should be getting in, get the fuck in.
Yeah.
I don't care what your little tide watch says. There's a reason locals are going in.
Yeah, if there's it's time to head back to shore, head back. You picked the wrong time. You got to head out earlier tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow is another day, good madam. And the beach is so beautiful at night, so I understand the appeal. I never go near the water at night. Not even risking it.
Yeah. I stay like at the shallow parts. I've stood there before, but no, I would definitely not be in the water.
My feet, but I'm not going swimming.
So she encounters this giant whale carcass. Kind of creepy.
Yeah.
This is when we meet the bastard shark.
Yes.
And the bastard shark knocks her off her board. Like, yep. Intentional. It's pretty rude.
Experts say it's because when you're on your board with, like, your little limmies just dangling, you look like a seal to them.
Mm.
So he thought you were a seal, and he wanted your fat ass.
Yeah. Well, that's fair.
But, I mean, and then just kept coming back in a way that...
Like, was intent on, he's like, I'm gonna kill this bitch. And it's like, yeah. What did she do? Like, she,
yeah.
But he looks like he's been through some stuff. Like, he's got all kinds of scarring. He's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
He's got stories to tell.
Yeah.
But then the scene when she's surfing away from the whale's carcass and you see the shark in the wave, I thought that scene was really cool.
Yes, very well done. So she ends up climbing up a whale carcass. God bless you. Well, body strength, because I could have never done that.
Yeah. Well, no, after the whale, first, then she gets knocked off the thing, and then that's when she tumbles, and then the shark bites her leg. So now she's got, I thought she was done. I was like, well, that was a short movie. I was like, the shark bit her, what else is she going to do?
So then. Thankfully, they let us know she's a med student, because that's going to come up in a few minutes, so. She gets on that carcass, and now she is timing. She's got that nice watch, and she looks at the buoy and goes, oh, I ain't fucking making that. She's like, that's too far. And then she sees the reef sticking out, and she decides she can make it, and she does. And
barely. There's another asshole move by the shark.
He's moving that whale. Yeah.
Like, no, she's up there. Saw her climb up there, and then it's like, all right, I'm gonna knock her off.
Yeah. Is this like one of the deep blue sea sharks? How is he so
smart? Yeah, right. See, that's who it is. It's one of those sharks. I missed one because he is conniving and scheming, and I don't like. I'm not a fan. Like, that scares me. Like, this shark was out for blood, for her blood specifically. I mean, of course, she had the bystanders. I don't know if I could do it though. The grabbing into the holes of the whale, the injuries, I would be very grossed out. I mean, I'm sure I would.
So grossed. Could not handle that. Her hand literally, as she was climbing herself in, went into dead whale blubber. Dead. No.
Yeah.
Like, no, thank you.
Like rock climbing. No, thank you. I'm good.
But our
so, head yes.
to the rock formation, she tourniquets herself. And then.
Very smart. Well, she's a med school student, so.
She's a med school student. The seagull has come to spend some time with her because he is injured as well. Yes. And she decides she is definitely bleeding too much. So she decides on some. Yeah, I wish you guys could see what Jen is doing right now. That's how I feel internally. Some self-care. And I really, that's all I can say without dying. So we'll just look at
Her ingenuity with that, though, is very impressive.
Yeah. Her war room stitchery, battlefield medicine, right?
But see, you learn something. Like, this is why I watch movies. Now I'm like, I mean, I don't know how legit it is, but now I, you know, something, like, wearing a necklace. Blah. Nope.
No.
I'm like, even with the information, I still won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
I won't be able to do it for myself or to someone else. What?
That looks painful as hell.
Yeah. Yeah. And she did, her pain cries, you could feel that pain.
Yeah. I mean, the poor thing, she stepped on that burning coral, which they tell her about. And so she takes off her wetsuit and wraps it around her leg, too. And then she knows it's low tide. So she knows she can hang out on that rock safely. And she just kind of hangs there. And the next morning, we think, oh, thank God, she's going to be saved. We see the two boys come back.
Oh, no. First, there's a drunk gentleman, right?
No, I forgot about.
Yeah.
He was night one.
The drunk gentleman on the beach. Yep.
Go ahead.
And she sees this guy pass out on the beach. She's yelling. He wakes up. She's like, hey, help, help. You can tell he can barely hear her, but she's able to communicate. She's got a backpack and she's yelling, phone, get my phone. So the drunk guy gets up, walks over to her backpack, proceeds to then pocket her phone and her money, and then put the phone on his back. And you're like, this son of a bitch. And he's about ready to leave with her stuff. And she sees what's going on, and she's like, you can have it. Just help me get some help, bring somebody back. He's not listening to her. He sees that she has her surfboard. Not too far away. He can grab that, because God knows he surfs. But he was probably just gonna pawn it off for some money. I don't know, but he got greedy and was like, I'm gonna go get this surfboard.
But here's the thing. No matter how drunk I am, first of all, never gonna break my rules, and one of my rules is no water at night. But if I see a girl stuck on a rock and she's not swimming to shore, aren't I going to fucking assume there's a reason?
I don't know. Maybe it's electricity. Maybe there's electricity running in the water. But there's a reason why she's flagging me down to get her backpack. Otherwise, she'd just go get the backpack her damn self.
Yes.
Exactly. So.
Mind-boggling, honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So he makes the mistake of going to get the surfboard. And this scene, I liked it, but we're horror fans, so I was kind of like, I want to see what's happening. But they did a good job of not showing what happened, and just her reaction was spectacular. Like, because you're just like, oh, hell. And they do have some sound effects, so you know some shit's, like, it's bad. And
see him crawl out with just half a body, which means poor Blake's phone is now in that truck.
Yeah. Yeah, now it's gone. Well, sir, no, you see him and...
Put the phone back in the backpack, sir.
Right, at least
with the phone in your pocket. That's all I could think
of. Yeah, and I don't think phones were as waterproof as they are now back then.
No.
So he gets his comeuppance, and you're not sad about it, because you're like, good, he was going to leave her there anyway.
He was going to leave her to die and steal her items.
Yeah, so F you, sir. That's what you get.
Yeah.
So we're still hanging. She's still hanging out on this rock. Sorry, I have it playing again like I did before. And she's doing the sewing thing.
So she's
so, yeah.
Cold, so she cuts off, uses the world's handiest necklace. Can we just say that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's like an army necklace.
Yeah, so she uses this necklace to rip the seam, pulls that up over her leg, then puts the rest of the wetsuit back on to seam. Stay warm.
She took the arm of the wetsuit up over her leg, which I thought was super smart.
Yeah.
Very resourceful.
She is resourceful. You even saw that with the way her items were packed in her back.
Mm-hmm. The sunblock.
The safety kit. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was ready, I mean, not to encounter the world's most pretty shark.
Yeah.
But she was prepared.
Yeah. Other than bad decisions, she is a smart character. She makes bad decisions, but...
I think this was a very emotionally-based decision.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Based on the fact that this was her mother's beach, blah, 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 blah. I don't know that this would have been a decision that she would have made had she not felt a connection to the beach specifically.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why you don't go off of
emotions,
feelings, emotions. Yeah. You got to be a Sagittarius. Yeah. You just got to cut that shit out, people. You just got to.
Got to be logical about it.
Yeah.
Be logical. But I just, Steven Seagal, which is what she calls the seagull. I just need to give a shout out to him because he's one of my favorite animals in any movie. I love
them.
What?
He's doing it, for sure. And so the next day, the boys come again. She's warning them that there's a shark and they don't want to believe her. No, guys, she's just been hanging out on this rock all fucking night because there's no shark.
Just because she just felt like it.
Like, thanks.
No, there's no sharks in the water, really? Where I've been here for 12 hours.
Here's what was great about this movie is that everyone who showed up was a man. Mm-hmm. Because a woman would have assessed that situation and been like, help you just... Hold on. Like,
yeah, I'm going to come back.
Now, a man is like, no, there's no sharks. Let me get in this water again. No.
You stupid woman. There's no sharks in the water. Okay, yeah, fine. I just chose to be out here.
This rock. It looked cozy.
Yeah.
A 400 a night hotel room, but a rock looked better.
I'm hanging out with my friend here, the bird. He didn't want me to go, so...
Yeah, me and the seagull, we're in a relationship.
We just had a rager last night.
Yeah, don't worry. He paid for
reasons why I would stay on a rock at night.
There are zero reasons I would stay on a rock at night. Zero. Ugh.
Yeah, not a one. Especially not in the cold. Ugh, no. So, they're swimming towards her, and then one of them turns back to go... back to shore. I don't know if he started to believe her or what, or if he was just going to catch a wave, but he definitely, the shark jumps up. It's a cold kill too.
Yeah.
That shark was like, snatched.
Get this bitch. I'm going to get her friend.
He's like, no, you will not save her. She's mine. Yeah. And again, still no idea what she did to him. Cause it's not like she kicked him or.
Yeah.
But he's out for her blood.
So now...
So the second guy...
who has the GoPro is coming. And we think he gets got. He doesn't. She's trying to pull him up and then whoosh. And once again, Blake Lively's face acting in this movie is some of the best.
It's superb. It's very good.
You feel her level of terror.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone.
And
she sees the helmet, and she...
Well, actually, the helmet's gone. At this point, it's gone. Like, she doesn't find it till a little bit later, until she's, like, ready to try to go to the buoy.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But nothing really happens so now... until she sees it. She's just kind of still stopped knowing that high tide's coming. And then it comes back over, and, well, first, she realizes that if she doesn't help the seagull, that he's going to drown. So she's like, well, I have popped a shoulder back in before in med school, so this should be.
It's got to be the same.
It's got to be the same.
I mean, better than nothing. That or nothing.
You know, you're right. Give it a whirl. What's the worst that can happen? He's either going to drown or he's going to be able to fly again.
Yeah.
And by God's good graces, he's able to fly again.
She sets him on a piece of her surfboard and said, I couldn't look. I kept looking away because I was like, if the bird gets eaten by the shark, I'm going to be upset.
She's gonna.
Because I was so invested. I was more invested in that seagull than I have been in many characters that we've talked about in the last.
Also, many few men movies. She dated. Like, she's more.
Yes, many that also.
Very invested in the seagull.
Yeah. I mean, and that's hard to do. Like, they make the seagull so likable. And usually, like, I'm like, if the animal dies, it's okay. But I was like, no, if they kill. And you got to know when it's okay to do that. Because, like, the bird in Deep Blue Sea, LL Cool J's bird, he was an asshole bird. You didn't really care that he died. You were like, nah, whatever.
Yeah.
This bird, he has this word. And you're like, this is our little buddy. I don't want him to die. I was like, I was going to be really upset if he had died.
So she gets him going, and then she finds the GoPro, Yeah. And I could not, for the life of me, until I saw why she wanted it, figured out why she wanted it. I'm like, there's no GPS on that. There's no, like, way to send anything.
I was like, does she need entertainment? And she's like, I just need something to watch because I'm bored. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah.
But then very, very smartly, and we see the, she makes the video, and we see the seagull kind of pushing it further to shore and further to shore. He's helping guide it. And no, Alicia didn't cry, or maybe Alicia cried, whatever. Never, we'll get to that.
Doesn't matter.
We'll get to that later. So, long story short, she's now like, I gotta get to this motherfucking buoy. And, she does that in the...
Well, she watches the shark first, which was smart. She times the shark to see his pattern, so she figures out how she can get from there to she gets her injuries are extensive in this. Not only did she get bit by a shark, but she gets the reef, she gets tumbled on the ground, then she steps on a reef, she just gets jacked up,
she falls again when she's going for the GoPro Man of War. I don't know if those were Man of War, but that's
that part.
Because those were
fine. Yeah,
those were devil's jellyfish. Those weren't no normal.
Finally ready.
And she decides, she's like, so the shark is not a fan of the jellyfish, and she's like, there's my head start. The jellyfish kind of shocks the shark, and he goes further out of his pattern. Yeah. She's like, oh, there's my head start, and she goes for it. And so many jellyfish, just all the jellyfish.
My mouth was open during the scene. First, when she just saw the jellyfish, I was like, oh, hell no. And then when she decides to just swim through them, I was like, I was so on the edge of my seat on that scene, because you're like, how is she going to get through this? And of course, because life does her the way it does, she gets hit by the jellyfish.
Yep.
Screams out underwater, but keeps going, keeps trucking. And she makes it. Yeah, she makes it to the buoy just in the nick of time, because old bastard shark comes.
She gets up it, and then she almost falls, and she gets up again. And now here we are with the world's worst shark, and he knows now there's no reef, and once again, this has to be one of those deep blue sea sharks. I refuse to I believe that the shallows is
right?
A set of deep blue sea. One of the deep blue sea sharks got out. Yeah. Okay.
Blue and sea now shallow. Yeah.
And then this is what has happened, because this shark figures out every way to get this buoy unfucking tethered. It's insanity.
This is feelings. Like, this isn't just, I'm hungry and I need, he's already eaten three people.
Yeah.
Or actually, he wasted one, because he only bit him in half and then let him crawl back on shore, so he didn't eat him. So
two
he's
and
eaten
half.
Two people.
Two and
so,
a half. And that's in
and he
broke of less than 24 hours. We're at, less than 24 hours here. Now, I know I have a big appetite, but geez.
There's no way he was still hungry. He was just like, I'd want her dead.
Yes.
The way he was hopping at the buoy, and she was smart enough to tie her wetsuit to the buoy so she didn't get knocked off.
Yeah.
But man, he is chomping on this metal. This scene is when I was like, this shark is a serious bastard. I was like, he's really horrible.
She gets the flare gun because she sees the boat. So she gets the flare gun, and of course, because nothing can go right for poor Blake, those flares fall right into the ocean.
Just peter out. It's quite sad.
She gets the flares back, and...
because they dropped in the water.
Yeah. She gets them back, almost gets bitten again, and then she decides she is going to set the shark ablaze. Sweetheart, we're in water. You saw Jaws 1 too many times. I mean, they literally blew Bruce up.
Oh, yeah.
Not just shot at him.
Yeah, no. They put
it. With a flare gun through water.
Yeah.
But somehow, it all becomes a blaze. I'm still confused.
Yeah,
by,
I thought I missed something. I don't know if
you missed it, I missed it too, because by movie magic, suddenly we're ablaze. And
it looked like oil or something. Out of that is
coming for her.
Wait, that scene was great. Like the flames, even though I have no idea how they happened, but the flaming shark fin coming, that was pretty awesome.
He, of course, gets underwater and therefore is
pulled underwater.
Yeah, he goes all the way down and back up under the blaze area, and he's back at it. And we see a lot of him in this shot. He is jumping, pulling,
and ripping this metal apart.
He's ripping this metal apart like it's paper, guys. Like,
yeah,
giving zero fucks. Like,
his dental work is gonna be heavy because.
Yeah, he's gonna owe his dentist a pretty penny, I'll tell you that much. Better have a PPO, an HMO, just all the insurance.
Teeth are jacked. But he was pissed. Like you got the sense that this shark was pissed. Like this wasn't just animal instinct.
Outsmart him. He's an apex predator, and who is this girl? Who is this white bitch to outsmart an apex predator? Well, if I was an apex predator, I'd probably be.
Like I'd be angry too. Why isn't she dead?
Why
won't this bitch die? Sharks
are biting us in epic proportions this year. Yeah, no shit. It was 2 years of people not going anywhere. They had no fun food supply. They had nobody to bite.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now they're out.
It was like when I went back to the Chinese buffet for the first time. Shit went down, guys. Shit went down. Just saying.
With a vengeance.
Yeah. Didn't know where she was going with this when she grabs on. And so now he has managed to untether the entire thing, and it is down.
It's going down in the water.
And
she does stab him.
She's kicking him. She stabs him with a piece of metal. And so she sees this long rope to where the end of the tether was, and she swims it down. I had no clue where she was going with this. I couldn't piece that together.
Yeah.
And he's following her. And I'm like, you're just going to swim to the bottom. I was so confused.
I think it was. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what your plan is here. I think she was being pulled like intentionally, but I think it was pulling her the weight because it was a metal chain. So she's like going and he's right behind her and you see, and you're like, oh ma'am, what are you going to do here?
And at the last second, she swerves and I guess we didn't know in the moment was that bottom piece was metal. She must have known that bottom piece was metal, and he spikes out on it in epic fashion. I mean, if I was a shark, we could put that on the list of ways I do not want to die.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as a human, I'm putting that on the list of ways. He rams right, and you just see all the spikes coming out of his everywhere. But and this is where you see like all the scars on him. So it's like, what has he been through? When you're an ass, you've been, you know, attacking people and stuff, trying to get through jellyfish.
Yes. So as that is happening, we see the young boy pick up the GoPro, and we watch the video she has made of where she is, what day it is, that there's a shark, that she is stranded.
Her location, where she's at.
And then a little, basically virtual love letter to her father and her sister. I'm just saying goodbye. Now, once again, I have to ask, where is that girl she left in the hotel room? Because now your friend didn't come home all night.
Yeah.
And you're not sent. I gotta tell you, Jen, you don't come home all night and I haven't heard from you. I'm sending out a search party.
Was her friend in the hotel room?
Yes. She got too drunk and couldn't make it to the beach.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
Yes.
I did see her talking to a friend texting, but I didn't see her say that they've been staying. Wow. Yeah. Yes. What a horrible friend. I hope they are not friends after this.
Yeah.
She'd have been the first person I'd have went to go find when I got back.
Yeah. You see this shark scar? It's from you, bitch.
You did this.
So the boy runs, and the man who dropped her off is who the boy runs to. So we can assume they're friends or family. I don't know, but he goes to that man for help.
It's his dad.
And that man sees her floating. And at this point, we're broken. We're like, because we know what she's been through. We're like, there's no way she survived. But the man drags her out, goes running in there with no sense. Like, the video said, there's a shark trying to attack you. He doesn't know if that shark is still out there. He goes in, no fucks given.
Pulls her right out. She was at close. She was close to the shore. It's not like he had
to win. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
And pulls her right out. And she starts breathing. And you see Steve Siegel up on the perch, like, making sure she was okay. And yes, people, I cried. Okay. I know. I understand. I'm the Kevin Porter of this podcast. I don't know what to tell you.
It's fine.
It's fine.
What?
I thought it was so... Have you ever listened to the Gilmore Guys podcast?
No.
Well, Kevin and Demi, they're the hosts. And interestingly, Kevin is white and Demi is black. But Kevin cries at, like, everything on the Gilmore Girls, and Demi cries at nothing. I'm like, I'm the Kevin, you're the Demi.
Okay. All right. There you go.
So I just thought that was so beautiful. And now we flash forward to a year later, and she's in Galveston, Texas, which is the main beach part of Texas. It's on the Gulf. Can't wait to go visit. It looks beautiful. And this crazy bitch is getting in the water again. And good for her for overcoming her fears, because I have to tell you.
I wouldn't feel the need to.
Nope.
I feel like I'm over it. Like, not, it's not even about, like, I can't or I'm too terrified. I have zero interest in it anymore.
I've spent enough time.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm over it.
Yeah.
That season has passed for me.
Yes. And her and her sister go out surfing. And I'm just going to say, the Gulf has sharks. In case anybody was wondering. A friend of mine gifted me a beautiful, you can adopt a shark for somebody. She did me and TJ this beautiful hammerhead, and Babo. Babo is my shark, and we track him. And right now, Babo is in the Gulf, and I think he has a girlfriend or something, because he won't leave, like, this one little area I keep seeing him in. So I don't know. He's found love. He's happy. Or there's a really good school of fish there. Either way. He's going back into shark-infested waters, basically, is what I'm trying to tell all of you. She didn't care. She's like, I defeated the grand poopa daddy asshole of sharks. I can defeat anything.
I can. I got this. As long as he's not out there, I'm good. Because there can't be two of them. I got the one. There's not two. No way. I'm sure he didn't have kids, because I don't think anyone would want to have sex with him as a female shark. He seems like a huge ass.
But he was all cut up.
Yeah.
On a smooth skin.
Some chicks dig scars, though. Some chicks dig scars, so I don't know.
It's true. This is true. I wonder if the shark ladies dig scars. I'm not going to get up and personal to ask them, so never know. So, Jen, what did you think of this movie? This was your first watch. I've watched it several times. I thoroughly enjoy it.
I loved it. So, like, even just from the beginning, like, her getting into the situation, I was like, okay, this is how you do a shark movie. And I was thinking about Reef and how it was so slow and all the relations. Like, they compacted her character, revealing her character. What do you call that? Exposition. They did it so well. It was fast. You got the gist of why she was there, her family. It was boom, done. Now let's get to the action stuff. So I loved that. And you cared about her. Like, the Reef, I never really cared about them too much. It was just like, meh. But her, this one person, and this, again, it's a hard movie to do when you just basically have one person in a situation.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it thoroughly. Like, I even posted about it while I was watching it, because I was like, if you haven't seen this, you've got to see it. Because, again, like you said, I'm not a shark movie person generally, but this was very, very well done. The shark was scary.
Yes.
And someone had mentioned, they were like, oh, it's you know, it's not as scary as Jaws because it was CGI shark. And I'm like, well, you can't, there's no shark wranglers. Like, there's no way you're going to get
right.
real sharks. And when you watch Jaws, like, and a mechanical shark isn't going to move
right.
smoothly like a real shark. So to me, I can forgive.
I think the reason Jaws is so good is because we almost never see Bruce. So our mind is inputting Bruce where. Yeah,
right.
And same thing here. We don't see that man get eaten. We don't see those two surfers get eaten. We see the horror on her face, and our mind is inputting what we think that would look like. And I think that's
what happened.
Much scarier.
And yeah.
Very well. And like you said, and like we both said, the pacing of this is just on point.
Right.
So you get it.
And him being so smart and behaving like he's out to get her, like,
yeah.
He's not giving up. He didn't just swim away. And him, the buoy scene with him, like, really working to try to get her is just, it's intense. And you're just like, what is his problem? And they never explain it. They never say what his problem was, why he had issues. He just happened to be a smart-ass shark that was angry for whatever reason. And that's terrifying.
I give this movie a 10 out of 10. I think it's...
10 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy it. And
wonderfully done. I think Blake just nailed the role.
Yeah, she did. Like the cinematography is great.
Yeah. That moon on the water was just so perfect. Even
you were going to say her face.
Carcass, yeah. You feel like that's a whale carcass she's climbing.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
You're like, oh, so much blubber. So much blubber. Yeah.
It's just very, like I said, the seagull, you love him. Her, the makeup is good because her face looks like she's been out in the sun.
I loved when she
for a long time.
The half the board over her to protect herself from the sun. I thought that was smart.
Yeah, I'd say 10 out of 10. It's one that I'd probably own and make sure I watch it at least once every summer because...
It's a good one.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It was a good choice. 10 out of 10 for sure. Definitely check it out.
So anything else to share? We will probably have two more episodes, I think, or maybe three before we have to go on hiatus. I don't think we'll have to go on hiatus until September. So I think we'll get you all through the summer and then I'll be heading to Texas, y'all. So.
And then hopefully we can find some back to school horror like The Faculty or Class of 1999.
Yeah, I love The Faculty. It's a fun one. The reveal is good. It's just overall real good movie.
Hopefully it's still streamed by then.
Yes. And I think that is all for this week. You guys know where to find us. Horror and Heels on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the things.
Yeah, all of it.
Things. The YouTube. Hit us up. Send a message. Let us know you're listening. Some of you, we know you're listening. Stephanie, Chris, Joel, Gary.
Yeah.
Thank you for your support. Derek. And thank you for everybody who shares our post. Well, Derek had shared our post most recently. We appreciate that, you guys. That really means a lot to us that you take the time to let your friends know that you think we're worth spending an hour with every week. We have a lot of fun doing this, and we're thankful to our listenership. And that is all for this week. Until next time, bye.
Bye.